Welcome to the Side Action Podcast, the sports gambling show that covers everything in the world of sports betting from A through Z. We'll cover the four major sports, as well as anything and everything in between worth some action, and we'll increase the size of your bankroll. And here we go.
All right, we have begun recording. Welcome to the Side Action. I got to look at the outline really fast, Dalton. I think it's
episode 190,
episode 28 of season 6. My name is Jim Weglars, a.k.a. Wegs. You can follow me at Wegspool on Instagram and on X.
Yeah, on X. People still refer to it as Twitter. I was watching Pat McAfee and Ian Rappaport was still calling it Twitter. So I'm confident still referring to it as Twitter.
But, that's fine.
Nonetheless, I'm Coop. Welcome to Side Action. You can follow us on Instagram and on Twitter at Side Action Pod and Side Action Podcast. And you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Grumpy Gills and on Instagram at Dalton Cooper. And man, that's quite a shirt you got on.
You know, this is the birthday shirt. It's a party shirt.
Is that the birthday shirt?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to have to, I was talking about this with you today, but I'm going to have to hit up Mama Wegs for some like taste shirts. You know, I'll have to let her know. Like, I got a little bigger shoulders than Jimmy. But I think I'm a little bit different palette, obviously, because I can do the facial hair, a little darker features. So maybe it would give her a little bit of a change up or a little bit of a mix up
color.
in her, like what she's looking for.
Oh, Mama! First of all, Mama Wegs can dress anybody. She's dressed everybody from Dennis Rodman to Liam Neeson to Keanu Reeves. Yeah. She's been all over the map. Don't worry about it. But I'm in Hawaii. You can kind of see, hopefully, behind me. There's an ocean back there. Been here since Sunday. I guess I got here Hawaii time 3:00, which is 7:00 Chicago time. 8.5-hour flight, Coop. It was a long one. And I got to kind of chill that night. I was kind of, you know, tired, discombobulated. I met my buddy. He's from the Volleyball Mafia from Chicago, if you're not familiar with those guys. But he relocated out here 4 years ago. He took me down to Waikiki where they play. Turns out the guy who runs the courts on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays is a former Mafia guy named Doc, older gentleman, retired basically. He's the one who's running the courts in Waikiki, a Chicago guy. So hopefully eventually I'll get out there when I lose this 6 or 7 pounds I've gained here by eating and drinking through Honolulu. But just been working nonstop, dude, as we've kind of mentioned. Sorry that the outline sucked. But I still wanted to do it. You know, I want to see you. I want to talk to our, you know, loyal legions of fans. I'm doing just fine. And we'll book my ticket to come back on the 18th of March. But overall, what's the impressions? Beautiful place. Amazing. Very high cost area. Everybody's got fancy cars and drinks are like $25 or something. It's kind of ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, regular drinks, like at the hotel, I can get a dealer's choice for $10 during happy hour, but their normal prices are like $20. We went to a couple places, but this place called the Pacific Club. It's the second oldest membership club in the country, west of Mississippi or something. And it was super nice. Oh, my God. It was gorgeous. Awesome. Of course, some architect picked up the bill. Yeah, so I've been just eating and drinking, and I worked out once, Coop, once. And so I'm not going to play today. I'm doing this, and then I'm going to another party tonight, and then I get on the plane to go home. But
nice. Yeah, I was going to say, what time do you fly in tomorrow?
I leave here this time at 9, and I get in at midnight. So if you guys are out, if you guys are rolling bones at the casino at midnight, let me know. I'll go straight there, but otherwise I'll probably go home and take a very long sleep.
Yeah, I was going to say. And then you fly out again on the 18th?
I do. I'm going to fly. Crazy schedule. I set it up like an idiot. My buddy is getting married in Philly on the 16th. So I'll be in Chicago the 10th through the 14th. I will leave for Philly on the 15th. Come back to Chicago Sunday night the 17th. Why do you ask? I'm coming home at night. I want to see my daughter. She's too busy for me to go out. She doesn't want to see me on Saturday. She's going to be out for St. Patrick's Day in Philly. So we will fly. I will fly out at 4:45, whatever, on Sunday to see her. But I'm not going to see her for a while, which is cool. And then I got a 10 a.m. flight to Hawaii the next day. Let's do this. So,
man, you are just strapping in, baby. Yeah, you're living it. We're doing it live. We're doing the whole damn thing live, it seems.
It's a little crazy. United's getting a lot of miles out of me. But, next week, obviously, we've got a happy hour. I think you're going to attend. I hope you're going to attend next week.
Oh, yeah.
And then
so
I'm going to do...
Last time I'll see you for a minute, so, yeah, right, I got to be there.
Right. Yeah. And then I got, like, the co-worker getaway Tuesday night. Wednesday is this guy named Edmund's birthday, whatchamacallit. I can't remember the place. You know the place. Anyway, I just can't keep track.
Yeah, that place. It's one of my favorites.
I'm hopefully going to see some people that next week and then ship off, and then I probably won't be back in Chicago till Mother's Day. That's the plan, so.
Oh, man. But you're going to pack a lot of shirts. That's all I know. And you're going to... That's gonna be a lot of packing when you go from your place to New Jersey or to Philly and then back to your pad. You're gonna have no time to pack for a whole month, you know?
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna pack in those 3 or 4 days, right? I probably won't work. I work from home Monday, go to the office Tuesday. I think on Wednesday I'm gonna work from home, maybe even Thursday, and just get stuff done during the day when I can before my Hawaii day starts at 1. Actually it'll be noon, because we're 5 hours difference. It'll be 2 o'clock.
Yeah, we're going to spring forward here. We're going back an hour.
No, we're going forward. Forward.
Is it forward?
Yeah, spring forward, fall back. So we'll be...
Right
now we're 4 hours difference from Hawaii. It'll be 5 hours difference when I get home and fall asleep. I'll wake up and I'll lose an hour again. So it's all good. It's all good. But yeah, man, just kind of... You know what happens. This is you know what time it is. I mean, you're coming out at some point, I hope, to visit the old man in Hawaii. I gotta secure my Airbnb here. But I think I found a nice one. I found a nice one, so
I mean, that'd be sick. I mean, I do work remotely. I mean, I'm trying to think. My youngest brother's coming in. He's on his spring break in 2 weeks, so he's never been to Chicago. So I took the week off of work, but yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of PTO. I'd be down on this. Never been to Hawaii, so
you can work from Hawaii. Yeah, get a tan, and you know, you're yelling at me for not, like, you know, picking up ladies already. I mean, I've just been working, bro. Been working, so.
No, I asked if you got laid. There's a difference.
Oh, I understand now. Yes, I got laid. I got laid the first day. I got a beautiful lay. I would have worn it, but it's back at the hotel. I'm still in my office right now.
Actually, I was gonna say, I want to know if you got laid or not. I mean, that's all the rage is about.
Of course, I got laid, and it's a beautiful lay. It's a lovely official lay. I thought you meant something else, but okay, yeah, that'll happen eventually.
Why are you always in the gutter, Jim? Like, come on. By the way, I've got the title of this week's episode. We're talking about Jim getting laid. It's gonna be great. Yeah. So I hope the spelling is the same. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, but how has your week been? I've dominated the thing. I mean, we missed you on Saturday. We went for Colin's thing, and then I went to went to an awesome club. That Cashmere was really nice Saturday night. You got to go there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a scene, man. It was pretty cool. Yeah. A lot of, like, international flavor in there. You should check it out sometime.
We went to that underground jazz thing that you talked about on Friday.
Oh, Lazy Bird.
The Lazy Bird, yeah. So what's really funny is, so I went there to meet just like a date. Mm-hmm. And I got there, which was supposed to be there at 9. I got there like 9:02. And I texted her and I was like, just seeing if she was there or not. She said she was running a little bit behind. So I was like, I'll just go up to the bar and, you know, grab a drink, hang out for a minute. So I texted her. I was like, hey, you know, I'm just going to go to the bar. Can I order you a beverage, you know, close or whatever? So she wanted a spicy margarita. I literally, you know, put the phone down, or I was going to a different app to check hockey scores. And somebody poked me in the chest, and I was about to be like, who the hell is poking me in the chest? And I look up, it was Lee and Arpan. They were literally downtown at the same place.
Oh, they did tell me that. That was on Saturday or Friday?
That was Friday. That was Friday night. So that was really funny. So we bullshitted for a minute. You know, she came in, I introduced them. You know, we said hellos, and then we, you know, got our beverages and went downstairs. But I think, what was the Family Oasis or Family... No, Family Affair, because it's the Mary J. Blige song. Family Affair, or no, Family Divine. Sorry, mm-hmm. Family Divine was the group that played, and they were awesome. They played like jazz, but like it was like remixes of Usher and like, it was like hip hop jazz almost.
Yeah,
so that was really cool. It was a good vibe. Really enjoyed that. So shout out to you for the recommendation.
You're welcome.
That was pretty cool. And then like Saturday was pretty typical. I went, we did Hamlin Saturday. I did that bowling tournament, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I missed the cut by like 7 pins, so I don't want to talk about it. It's done and over with. Sunday night we had Hannah's birthday party, which is Jordan's girlfriend, so that was mm-hmm. fun. And then Tuesday night I shot 299 the first game. Oof. I missed at 300 by 1 pin again, damn it. Like,
God damn it.
Get there, hopefully. Yeah. I mean, other than that, just working, going to the gym. So.
Yeah, apparently you're going to be all swole when I get back.
Yeah, I've been going on dates with Jim, so getting to know each other pretty well.
Well, don't worry. I'm getting swole in my belly, so, you know, the 7 pounds I gained this week.
Well, I just got it. It's for the beach, man. You know how it goes.
I'm supposed to be getting in beach season. I get it, but hopefully I'll transition to, like, a normal life when I come out here. So let's go into the main pod here. So who are you taking to the shed this week, Coop?
Oh, man. Well, today's a glorious day because today is NHL trade deadline day.
Mm.
I don't know if you were aware of that. Oh, if you're a puckhead like myself. But the Pittsburgh Penguins, they've had a rough week, so they're going to the shed this week. So not only did they lose 6-0 to the Capitals last night, they're not in a playoff spot. Things are looking very grim for them. I believe they're 8 points out of a playoff spot, and they are actually they have no games in hand. So they have games against them, technically. They play more games than the teams they're chasing. And then last night, they also traded Jake Gensel to the Carolina Hurricanes. So he was one of the hallmark pieces of their 2 Stanley Cups back in the 2017 through 2019, those 2 Stanley Cups back-to-back, they won. That he was kind of a hallmark piece, obviously, with Sidney Crosby. And they didn't get much in return for him. They got 4 forwards and 2 future considerations in the draft, but not a lot was really, as far as talent return. It seemed a little one-sided Pittsburgh's just kind of in cap hell. So they're definitely getting taken to the shed. Things are not looking good in Pittsburgh. They're talking about more pieces getting shipped off. So I haven't checked everything up to the date yet. So, we'll definitely see what happens moving forward. But, the Penguins are in the shed for sure. Definitely had a bad week. And then we're also going to talk about Noel Marte. I have a buddy that listens to this. He's a big Reds fan. He's going to kick my ass for probably pronouncing that wrong. But he's a third baseman for the Cincinnati Reds. I don't know if you saw his statement. He got handed an 80-game suspension, testing positive for PEDs, which the PED is Bolden 1.
Okay.
Which is it's a very popular steroid, but it helps also obviously boost your testosterone and stuff like that. But it's actually originally for veterinarian use, which is really fun. So I guess in a way it's kind of like ketamine. So, but it's actually one of the most popular substances you find that players get busted for.
Huh.
So
it's mainly just to build strength versus recovery.
Yeah, it's for muscle mass. But he's in the shed. It's without pay. So he's obviously, I don't think he's got a big contract yet. I think he probably got a decent signing bonus, but he hasn't got his second or third contract yet. He's still on his rookie deal, so that's tough. 80 games, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, for sure, that's a tough one.
So, who you got?
Well, it's kind of, I feel bad for him actually in a way. I'm taking Russell Wilson to the shed, even though it's really not his fault that Denver's a bunch of morons and gave him a terrible contract, but. He got cut this week, didn't he? From what I saw, at least trying to keep track. And what I will say, Russell, you're probably going to head to wherever, Pittsburgh or some other place you probably shouldn't play. But you know what, Sierra? It's okay. You and the kids can visit me in Hawaii. I will show you around. Let Russ cook somewhere else. And, we can have a good time in Hawaii.
You keep that shirt on. I like your chances.
Everybody loves this shirt. Even the Hawaiians love it. Everybody's like, oh, nice shirt. But I've been wearing, like, polos all week. They've been dogging me for not wearing my Aloha shirts. I'm like, I don't have any. So I'll build them up.
Oh, really? Yeah. I was going to say, you might stick out like a sore thumb without your Aloha shirts, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Like, look at that guy.
Is it okay?
The first day I wore, like, a regular, button-down shirt tucked in my pants. People barely wear belts here. They just wear their Aloha shirt out of their pants all day.
A lot of flip-flops or no?
Not in the office. They do wear dress shoes, but yeah, the flip-flops are prevalent, like when you go out for the evening. I'm wearing regular shoes for tonight. This, it's a very nice architect. They took us out last night, and they got their 20th anniversary party tonight, so it'll be fun.
Nice. Oh, nice. There you go.
All right, Club Dub, I'm going to start. Starting off March Madness right, pumping people up. I hope they actually make it through the Missouri Valley. But Indiana State, man, they've got this guy. He's not a forward. He's a center. He's 6'10". His name is Robbie Avila. If you've not seen this kid play, look him up on YouTube. Look him up on your interwebs. This guy is like a guy you'd see at the Y or like the Rec League. And he'd like be this guy, like, who's guarding that big kind of, you know, rotund gentleman?
this big white guy.
And he's got goggles. He's got goggles. He's got a kind of a beer gut. This dude can ball, though. He has got great passing skills, great shooter. He's basically, I mean, they're not saying he is Larry Bird. But Indiana State, obviously, is Larry Bird's alma mater. This dude's kind of conjuring up. They're the best team in the Missouri Valley. They're the one seed. They did win today. He didn't have a big game today, but he's definitely got a cult classic following. So check him out come next week. Hopefully they make it to their tournament championship is on Sunday. So if they make it, check him out in the first round. He's definitely going to be a fun watch.
Some people I heard were saying that he's like the second coming of Larry Bird.
Yeah.
So yeah. Some people were saying that. I can't remember who it was.
It was a guy in a great shirt. A guy in a great shirt.
I think that does sound right. I'm sure it'll come to me. But no, that's definitely a good one. He is a fun watch. I do love the goggles. Anybody that still wears goggles, I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, I mean the goggles are. they're underrated.
It's a hallmark. Yeah, it's a hallmark piece. But for my club dub this week, we're starting with Joey Votto. I don't know if you saw this or not, but he got a non-roster invite to come and play with the Blue Jays. So okay. He'll be reporting immediately. He is 40 years old. So. Great to see him in the majors still. He's going into his 17th season, so we'll definitely see if he makes the big league club. I definitely see it as more of a like a pitch hitter situation or a designated hitter situation.
Sure.
I could definitely see him even like ended up being like a bench coach or something before the season's even over with. So it's almost like they bring him in to put him on staff more than anything. So, but him being in the game is always good. I think the game's better with Joey Votto. And then also Anthony Edwards. I don't know if you saw this last night, but actually you probably saw it at like 5 or 6 o'clock, since you're 4 hours behind
us.
But Anthony Edwards had the game sealing block last night, the final seconds of a 113-111 victory over the Pacers.
Nice.
I don't know if you saw how high he jumped, but he literally hit his head coming down off of, like, he hit his head on the backboard, on, like, the underneath side of the rim.
He's
so
a beast. He's
they
a
had
beast.
To attend to him for a minute. He had a pretty good knot on his head, apparently, this morning when he was going through shoot-around. So, but, yeah, just if you haven't seen this replay of that block, I highly recommend you go see it because it's just, like, this man has to be four and a half feet there. Like, his athleticism is ridiculous. So, but, no, Anthony Edwards, welcome to the club, Doug. You can jump your way to the back. Just jump over everybody. You know, anybody gets in your way, it'll be fine. So.
And you're saying that they're only a half a game out from the top seed in the West.
So they actually currently lead the West.
They lead the West. That's amazing.
Yeah. So Oklahoma City is a half a game behind them. So yeah, I don't think anybody saw the Timberwolves coming out this season. I mean, obviously they have the two big men. They've got Gobert and they've got Kat, which Kat is actually getting a meniscus surgery, so they'll be out for about a month or so.
Okay.
See if they hold down the fort. There's a lot of people wondering, worried that they won't be able to hold down the fort while he's gone. So we'll definitely see.
So a little tidbit that we talked about last week and had to look up on our phones, that movie Hustle, remember us talking about the basketball movie? I don't know if you've actually seen. Anthony Edwards is the foil.
Yeah,
he's kind of the bad guy in there. And he actually does a really good job. He did a really good job, not just on the court, but he was talking a lot of smack. It was kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these guys are dogs, man. If you're going to be an elite player in the NBA, you got to be a dog.
That's right. So what about your stat of the week, Coop? What do you got?
Yeah, this one was fun. I was like reading through trade deadline stuff, and I don't know how I stumbled across this. But can you guess what percentage of professional hockey players have lost at least one tooth during a game?
Oh, man. 80%?
68%.
That's pretty high.
So,
yeah.
You were up there, I was gonna say, which I found that astounding. I was like, wow, basically seven out of ten. So just another reason why I enjoy, watching instead of playing. I always thought it was fun to play hockey, but then when I see that stat, I'm just like, man, that would not be fun to just get hit in the face
They wear mouthpieces though, don't they?
I'm sure they do, but apparently it doesn't. I mean, when the puck is frozen, it doesn't matter at that point, right? So. But yeah, I just thought that was a fun little stat. I don't know how I stumbled across it, but I did.
I mean, if you're a dentist, just park yourself near a professional hockey team.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
I remember when years ago when Duncan Keith just caught that puck right in the friggin' grill, his teeth just fell right out, right? Bam, you know, right. Oh, horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible stuff.
You got to be something else. The UFC fighting and hockey, you just got to be something. You got to be wired
different. You're a different kind of human.
Yeah, you're built different.
Well, let's get into the college hoops here, Coop. We'll recap last week. Admittedly, team, I'm a little underprepared this week, but we can definitely talk about some of these big picks from last week. And as we go into this weekend, as we'll talk in a little bit, there's less games this weekend because the conference tournaments have started in some cases, and then there's kind of the finales for the big, you know, teams. There's no real games. There's a few games on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, but not in kind of the big conferences, the, you know, the big conference, big five, big six, or whatever in basketball. So anyway, last week we talked about it, Friday Night Action. I know you didn't believe me. Yeah. You like Dayton. I like Loyola. They came up with a big win, 77-72. Sister Jean, you did not roll her into the back like I told you to get in for free. No. You know, Ridgeway was very excited about this. She texted me, I think it was Saturday evening. Or Saturday morning, she's like, thanks for, you know, picking Loyola. We were at this wedding and I was catching I guess it was like a welcome party and they were catching the game and they were all Loyola people, so they were going crazy. So they came through in the clutch. They played really well. And as you noted, Dayton might have had some turnovers in the game.
Yeah, just a few. I mean, that was the difference in the game. Like, Dayton outplayed Loyola the whole game. Other than, I mean, statistically, they shot 52% from the field. They shot 46% from three. So, I mean, those are NBA numbers, honestly, yeah, as a team. So, sure. But they had 23 turnovers, and that, you know, Loyola got 13 extra field goals out of it, and that's how you lose by five. And just another case of this Dayton team beating themselves. You know, that's the best thing they're good at is beating themselves. So, Wolves, it definitely doesn't help their tournament chances. They're still ranked. They won the other night. I think they won last night. Or maybe it was today. I think they played the first. Or actually, no, they're playing right now. They're playing VCU in the first round of the A-10, I believe. So,
yeah.
Yes, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about them being at large if they don't win the A-10 tournament. So we'll definitely see moving forward.
Well, it's all about their net ranking, and I think they'll be okay. But this is kind of that same angle I talked about last week. You know, ranked team, you know, playing a team on the road, being a, you know, favorite on the road to an unranked team, and it's all season. These teams have won outright, you know, just kind of one of these angles. So there's not too many more of these games, unfortunately, because it's going to be conference tournaments now from now on, but whatever.
Take that attitude into the NFL season.
That's right, yeah. So Kansas at Baylor. Baylor actually, I thought Kansas would keep this close. They did-ish, but not enough. And they, I like your stat here, that they actually out-rebounded Kansas, which is a little surprising. And they won the game outright 82-74, so they covered that 4.5 easily in this one. So Kansas kind of, I don't know, I'm not saying they're done or anything. It's just dipping down. I mean, I should have stuck to my guns. This team stinks. Or at least compared to other years.
I'm telling you.
So you like Baylor in that one. Good job. Way to hit that one.
Yeah. No, Baylor also had a big advantage from the free throw line. They had 12 more free throw attempts. So they shot 55% from the floor. Mm-hmm. Kansas didn't shoot very well from three, while Baylor was 41%. I think Kansas was like right around 30%. So, you know, this, like you said, this Kansas team is definitely not like Kansas of years past. I believe their ceiling is just a lot lower. I mean, they've got good players, so obviously their floor is, you know, just is normally as high as it, you know, normally is, but I just don't think their apex is, you know, when this team plays really well, they can't beat everybody. They can beat most, but not everybody. Mm-hmm. So, but they don't just fire on all cylinders on a consistent basis, it seems like.
Yeah, I agree with you. Marquette at Creighton, let's face it, Creighton did it again. You know, your guy Shireman showed up this time. He played a really good game. You can talk about that. But Marquette, tough one. Tough week, actually. They lose outright in this one on the road, 89-75. And as much as everybody was, I mean, I like Shaka. I think he's a good coach. But I don't think this team, I know they may have been missing one of their top guys. I don't know about in this game. I know they did against UConn, which we'll talk about in a minute. Not on the list, but I know, I remember. So good call on the. I think you like Creighton in this one. I like Marquette. So didn't work out for me on this one, but Creighton comes in and they're playing good ball.
Oh yeah, the three-headed monster, baby. They've got those that Shireman, and I can't remember the other two guys' names off the top of my head, but they're all, like I said last week, they're all averaging over 17 points a game, one of three teams. So, and you could tell like early in that second half they got hot, and like we talked about last week, you could just tell, you could feel it and through the television when this team starts to get hot, that just everybody get out of the way.
It's so over.
Yeah, I mean, they shot 54 points on the floor. They made 13 threes. Shireman had 26. So, yeah, I mean, Creighton, they're growing on me. I'm really starting to think that this team could win a national championship. They've got a good coach. They've got, you know, McDermott. So
somebody got a 30-1 ticket out of them, like, beginning of the season. I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, I don't know either. But we'll see. I guess I'm pulling for them, the Blue Jays. You know, I do have a parlay with the Blue Jays winning the AL East, so maybe this is just a sign.
A Blue Jay parlay. I like it.
Yeah, I did the Reds and Blue Jays division winners this year. So okay. I was looking at some baseball earlier. Yeah.
Ways out. Okay, and then Tennessee and Alabama. You know, I tried to tell you about this one. I know. I think you like Tennessee with me, but like the under. And they, you know, this team, this Tennessee team, they can dictate tempo. Now, one thing I will say, that Alabama usually doesn't play any defense. It's not that they did. It's just that Tennessee dominated kind of the, not time of possession, but the tempo, the pace of the game, and they ended up winning this game outright on the road, 81-74. I think they were a short favorite, if I recall. But either way, this team is playing really good basketball. Can they be that? You know, we know what we talk about, Rick Barnes. We know him, and his track record is not great. But I mean, do you believe in this team for the Final Four?
I mean, I do, just because they have Dalton on their team. I think that makes all the difference in the world. So, I mean, with a name like that, I don't see how he couldn't lead them to the promised land. He didn't have that great of a game on Saturday. I think he had like 13 points. But yeah, their defense in the second half, they held Alabama to 33 points. I mean, when you can do that, it's going to give you a really good chance to win. You know, I don't care who you're playing. So, I mean, they made it murky. There was 54 total free throws in this game. So it was definitely more of a half court game, to your point. They definitely have spent more, you know, I would definitely say they got the ball inside more. There was more of an emphasis to play closer to the rim as opposed to just chucking up threes. And Alabama had double the amount of turnovers Tennessee did. So that's, again, it's just a big, it's always a big consensus. You know, just whoever turns the ball over, more than likely he's going to lose the game. So
yeah, recipe for disaster, right? You can't turn the ball over and keep winning these games. So there you go. But yeah, Tennessee, there's another big game we'll talk about this week in the SEC. In the Big Ten, we talked about this one, Purdue at Illinois. I like Purdue. I know it's hard because grew up loving Illinois. What's that?
Real quick, Alabama was actually 4.5-point favorites when that line closed. You
even
said Tennessee.
Better.
I was like, I think Tennessee was actually kind of an underdog.
Yeah,
so,
there we go.
Yeah, we had – the dogs were barking. But anyway, continue.
I love it. So Purdue at Illinois. Purdue was a 2.5-point favorite on the road. And they went in and did what they do against good teams. You mentioned this last week. They beat up Illinois, and they won 77-71. You know, when I watched the game, it was a competitive game. It was a good game. But, you know, I just think that Purdue, when they want to play good, good defense, they can. And then, obviously, Edie had a pretty big game against the front line.
Yeah, and actually – Illinois was a 2.5-point favorite.
Oh, I had it wrong. They went off as a 2-point favorite.
Yeah, well, we had it projected that Illinois was a 2.5-point underdog, but it actually closed as the Illini were 2.5-point favorites, which is
ridiculous.
Crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know why we didn't jump on.
That's called free money. That's free money.
Yeah, no kidding. The Illini had a good first half. They couldn't score enough down the stretch. I think they only scored 34 points in the second half.
Yep.
Purdue shot 56% from 3-point percentage. They had a good. Did a good shooting night from three, and obviously Zach Edey did his thing. So also Purdue had 20 assists. So that's, I mean,
it's good.
I think Illinois had 8, if I remember correctly. Yeah. So moving the ball a little bit better than just especially that second half. Like Illinois came out in the first half. I think they were actually up 6 or 7 at halftime. So things were looking good, and they just obviously couldn't muster enough down the stretch.
Right. One you didn't list, but I remember we did talk about it, was the rematch of UConn at Marquette. I did kind of like Marquette in this one to play it closer. I think it closed at 6 points favorite for UConn. But, you know, give UConn credit. They did cover the game 74-67. Marquette was right there in the cover. It was right there. They had it pushed down the stretch. They trailed by 11 at halftime, cut the lead all the way down, I think 3 points at one point, but couldn't get any closer. And then the free throws did them in to get the cover. So UConn, I mean, this team, they're awesome, 27-3. They're still listed, we'll talk in a minute, as 2 in KenPom. I still think they're the best team in the country.
Yeah, I mean, they had the 14-game winning streak at one point. They probably play in the best – I mean, the Big East is probably the toughest conference this year. Either that or what, maybe the Big 12, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, from top to bottom, Big 12's better, but the teams aren't that great. I mean, there's not, like, a great team. Houston's good. SEC probably has better teams, and then Big – I would say Big East is right there. They've got some really good teams.
Yeah, I would definitely say this year the Big Ten is kind of down, so yeah. Definitely I would say the Big East is
ACC
more
down.
From yeah, so but yeah, you know, UConn's scary, and they've obviously got the pedigree now too, so that obviously makes a big difference, is just having the confidence, which a lot of teams don't have. So
yeah, I mean, it's just besides that Creighton stumble, they have just been on a tear. 16-0 at home. To your point, they're even after that loss, they're now, what are they? Let's see, they go 3-game win streak. It's hard to see them losing in this conference tournament, but you know, we'll see. You never know. Let's get into the KenPom.
Honestly, if I were you, I would be planning to lose early. That way, they can have extra rest. I mean, they're already going to be in. If anything, they're just going to form. They're going to fall to a 2 seed, which even I still don't see them going to a 2 seed if they were to lose in the first round.
I don't think so either. I mean, they're just dominant anyway.
They're 27-3. I mean, how could you not?
Yeah. So KenPom review. We've got a couple of things to look at here. First, you got Houston. They've still stuck up there, and I'm not saying I'm surprised. I think Houston's a really good basketball team. They're also 27-3, and look, they're first in defense and 12th in offense. But you know, do I trust it? I'm not sure. I mean, I think the team's really good. I hope they make the Final Four this year. But you know, UConn, they moved up from 3-2. They did jump Purdue this week. We know where they're at. They're an excellent team, an awesome team. And then Purdue falls down to 3. So those three teams have kind of been the top dogs. Arizona, this team, like, they give good wins and then they drop crappy games. You know, they haven't been playing anybody good either. So I don't really trust the metrics when they're at number 4. I do trust Tennessee at 5. And then Auburn's at 6. Look at Duke jumping up to 7, man. Ever since the Wake Forest game, you know, they won a bunch of games, and they're looking good, and they're primed for the big matchup against North Carolina, who's 8, followed by Alabama at 9, who's fallen a little bit, and then we just mentioned Creighton is with a bullet up to 10. They're 10th in offensive efficiency and 24th in D, which is, it's not bad. They're right on the cusp of getting inside the top 20, which is kind of that metric to win the title.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're the scariest team in the country. Like I said, when they get hot, there's not a lot of teams that could actually score with them, I think. I mean, maybe you know, the Tennessees or the Alabamas of the world, possibly UConn. But there's not a lot of teams that can score with this team, the way they can shoot the ball. So
there's another game we forgot to put in the recap. It's the Zags. The Zags beat St. Mary's.
Yeah, I was looking for that. I couldn't find it.
They beat them down, man. And that was another. They were the dog. On the road in Moraga, and they just took care of business, and they're up to 15 in KenPom. I'm not saying they're going to win the title, but they've been kind of, you know, people have been kind of counting them out this year. They're definitely going to make the tournament, and I think, you know, maybe they'll be underseeded. Like you said, in the past, they've been pretty highly seeded. If they come in at a 5-6 seed, maybe they make some noise, you know?
Yeah, no, they definitely, I mean, again, pedigree, it always shows up in March, so that experience, you know, if I remember correctly, they're a little bit of an older team as well. They usually do have older players. They usually have like 4 or 5 year guys. So, yeah, we'll see. They did beat down St. Mary's. I mean, they didn't make it. The first half, they scored 46. I think it was like 46-23 at halftime.
Yeah,
like they
it was
just
over.
Hurting on them. So, yeah, I think ended the 16-game win streak as well, by the way. So
yeah, there you go.
They extended their own, I believe, 10. So.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about a few matchups for, really, it's tomorrow that have all the games that of interest. You've got Kentucky going to Tennessee. Tennessee is shown as a 9-point favorite at home, 165-point total. Wow. I know that Tennessee went to Kentucky and kind of took care of business about 4 weeks ago. But this number seems a little big. I know Kentucky, I don't trust their defense. They're not great on D, and Tennessee is really good. These road games are tough to win, but 9 points? Oh, God, it seems like too much, Coop. I know you like Kentucky. You've been on the bandwagon, you know, most of the year. I've been kind of on and off. Would you get behind me with a plus nine here at Tennessee with Kentucky?
Oh, man. Honestly, how poorly they shot the ball the other night Tennessee did, I feel like they're due to have a big night. So, I mean, I would almost lay the 8.5 or 9. I saw it at 8.5 earlier,
oh, did you?
So you got it at 9. I think I would lay it here with Tennessee. This Kentucky team's been up and down. They've kind of been on the up and up lately, so
oh, yeah.
I'd almost like just do the lay an egg too. So which would make sense right before the SEC tournament, because I could see them going on a heater through the SEC tournament and winning. So this smells like a trap game. If there's ever been a trap game for like a favorite, this feels like this is like the opposite of trap game, if you will. So I like Tennessee here. I would lay it. I think I would give it up. I think Dalton's gonna have a big game. I think they're gonna shoot the ball a hell of a lot better than what they did. So we'll definitely see.
Do you Daltons have like a special helpline or a phone a friend or like a group chat going?
He spells his differently. So
I see.
Our moms went on the same page. So
you're only with the Daltons with the U.
I'm in the Daltons unanimous. You know.
I like it. Okay, then we've got Kansas, as we talked about. They're number 14 going to Houston, the number one team in the country. Houston's a robust 8.5-point favorite, 137-point total. Hard, man. I don't know if I can trust Kansas, dude. This team, normally this is like a perfect spot to back Kansas. 8.5 on the road, you know, but they've got nothing to really play for because they can't, like, win the league or something. Houston is just, they don't care who they play. They grab their lunch pails, they go to work. 8.5 is a big number, but I probably would lay it versus I would take it in this one for Houston.
Oh, really? Okay. So now we're really good at this whole conflicting thing. I love the over in this game.
Okay.
I think 137 is not enough. I think it's going to be somewhere probably in the 140s.
Okay.
But I like Kansas. I think I would take the underdog here. I like getting the points. To your point, I would almost think the urgency works in reverse ways. I think there's going to be more urgency with Kansas than there is with Houston. So Houston's kind of got it. You know, they're kind of playing for the tournament at this point. You know, they got their share of the Big 12 title. Actually, I think they got it outright in their first year. So, I like Kansas here. I'm with you. I like your theory. I just think you should listen to yourself sometimes. So.
You know, somebody's got to listen to me. It's not just me in the mirror. Okay, last game, big night on the weekend, big game of the weekend on Saturday. It's Duke at North Carolina. You know, obviously the storied matchup. I get a little sick of it sometimes. ESPN really plays it up. But, you know, this should be a really good basketball game. These teams are really good again this year. North Carolina took care of business at home. Duke has been playing really good, besides that Wake Forest kind of misstep, which is funny because Wake has lost two games against bad opponents since then. I think Duke's really good. 4.5-point favorite at home, 149-point total, 149.5-point total. Too many points, bro. Too many points. I don't think Duke's going to, like, run away with this game and hide 5-7 points. I think it's going to be a nip-tuck game, and UNC could win this game outright. I think as good as Duke's been playing, and they are better in the metrics, I think North Carolina has some dudes, so I would take the 4.5 in this one.
God, we're doing it again. I'm taking
Duke.
Yeah. The big thing that I've noticed, too, last five games, Duke, outside of that Wake Forest game, they've given 55, 59, 48, 64. So this Duke team is playing.
They're balling.
Defense. Yeah, they're playing. They're playing defense probably better than what they ever did during the Coach K era, in my opinion. So
wow, that's a big
it's
statement.
Good team defense. It's not just one guy. I mean, UNC has what, Armando Bacot, if I remember right?
They've got some Bacot. They got some big guys.
They've got Roger Davis. That's who it is, and Roger Davis. So mm-hmm. I mean, they have the couple guys that can obviously play well, take the game over. But the home team always seems to win this game for some reason. Obviously, there's been a couple of years here and there, but. I don't see Duke losing in Cameron. I think that team defense is going to be the difference. And I think that, I would take the under here. I like an under game, but I like Duke to cover.
Okay, look at that. I like when we're opposite. It just makes it more exciting.
Yeah.
Well, so this week, Coop, we have some conference tournaments, and we can do more of a. It won't be a preview at the right time, or maybe we can talk about when we're going to actually tape next week. But effectively, you've got, you know, Ohio Valley actually is the first one to punch their ticket on Saturday to the Big Dance. Then you have Missouri Valley and Big South on Sunday, and then SoCon on Monday. There's some other ones, you know, WCC will follow after that, and some other ones. So you can, obviously, March Madness has begun. There's already teams that are getting eliminated from ever playing again this year. But yeah, the big tournaments start usually Wednesday on next week. You know, the Big Ten tournament has been, is it in Chicago this year? It's usually Chicago or Indy. I actually went a few years ago with Action. That was fun. But we can talk about those tournaments more next week.
Yeah, I think Horizon is this weekend too, maybe.
Okay.
So
yeah, the old Horizon.
Rice State got beat in overtime the other night. So RIP, they got beat by Northern Kentucky, so their season's over. They can't go dancing this year. It's a damn shame.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk next week about this. These are the weeks, these next 2 weekends are when I like to watch the smaller teams play. You know, I like to watch the Indiana States from Missouri Valley. I want to watch Grand Canyon when they play in the WAC or whatever they're in, because these are teams that have been good all year. They're under the radar because they're not on ESPN all the time, but they're killing it in their leagues, really good records, and just see what happens. Also, I like to watch, you know, my alma mater's conference next year or next week, the Mountain West. I mean, there's going to be up to six teams that make it. But I don't think all of them make it. So it's going to be like a bloodbath. Those teams are going to be playing for their tournament lives, like big, you know, Big Dance lives. And I like that a little bit better than Big Ten's fine. You could have a run. You know, Penn State made a big run last year, kind of to the championship and got them in the dance. But you know, I kind of take my emphasis off the big conferences and more on the smaller conferences coming next couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's just like you said, it's there's always going to be upsets too, so it's always mm-hmm. good to maybe get that edge. So.
Yeah, you want to find the teams you like when, you know, to make those picks.
Yeah, that's how the Robbie Avilas of the world are discovered too. So
absolutely. I mean, think about
those,
it. When
those guys are made in March.
Many years ago, many moons ago, a young skinny kid from Davidson, like, broke out of the scene for Davidson, you know, and was Steph Curry just lit it up. I mean, the dude was like,
yeah, Jimmer Fredette.
Who was this dude? I mean, it was like amazing, you know. Years and years ago was Wally Szczerbiak, I mean, for Miami, Ohio. I mean, you know, you don't watch him all season until the tournament, so that's what it's all about for me.
That's what it's all about.
So you kind of know what I'm doing. I'm going to go to this party tonight. I'm going to fly out tomorrow. I'm going to miss tomorrow night, basically. I know you guys got the big activity tomorrow night. I'll let you talk about it. And then Sunday I'll be chilling. But what about you? What's your weekend got in store?
I was just going to go to Herb's tonight, do some Friday night chill, play some hockey on the Xbox.
Okay.
And then Saturday, obviously, we got Hamlin, play some ball. And then we're going to the Wolves game Saturday night. So that's
yeah, you put the big activity together.
12 of us. So, yeah, it should be a good time. I know Prime Time's going, so shout out to Art.
Nice.
He sent his ticket today.
Is
so
he
going to
have one of these shirts
football.
On? He's like the king of the shirt.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, hopefully. We'll definitely see what happens. So, and then I'm bowling in a tournament with Jordan on Sunday. So hopefully
we've got a busy weekend.
Well. So, yeah, nothing too crazy. Just trying to stay moving, you know.
Grooving.
You know how it goes. And then, next week we have the happy hour. I'm, you know, looking forward to that.
FYI, there's a chance that a certain person you dated may show up at some point.
Nice.
She's been invited. I don't know if she actually will show up. But...
That's fine with me. Everybody tiptoes around it. It's like it's really not that big of a deal.
No, not that person. I meant the other one. The one you went to Florida.
Oh, gotcha. Nice.
Yeah, Callie, I guess. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I'll message her too. If it's not a big deal. I want you guys to get a fight.
No, that. Oh man. Oh, I have something off air to talk to you about too.
Okay.
I totally forgot. Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that in a minute. The podcast after dark.
Pay-per-view.
Well, hey, follow us at Side Action Pod on X or Twitter. Follow us also on Instagram at Side Action Pod. Right. Yeah, pod.
Yeah.
Cast. Anyway, follow me at Wexpool on Twitter and on Instagram.
You can check me out on Instagram on Coop, at Dalton Cooper on Twitter or X at Mr. Grumpy Gills. We are the Side Action Podcast. Check us on Instagram and Twitter. Until next week, we will embark. Happy bracketing. I mean, God, we're right there, Jim. It's so close.
I know. It's 2 weeks away.
You smell that? It smells like ink out of the printer, baby, with a fresh. You got to have it in person, right? I hate, like, sometimes I hate doing the writing. Bracket on the computer. Yeah, and I'm like, I want paper. You know what?
You want to be
I
able
to smell it. I want to feel it. I want to make love to my bracket. I want to make sure that we.
It's supposed to be a children's program, but okay.
Right, right. Well, we're on YouTube, that's not true because you said, you know, anyway. So, but no, with that, me and that bracket are going to become one. We're definitely going to be on the same page.
All I got to say is I'll be out here in 2 weeks, which I'll be like the first games will tip off at whatever.
Yeah, like
6 a.m. Yeah, 5 a.m. And I usually try, like in the years past, I've been out in Vegas. It's kind of sad. You know, I'm not going to go this year. Prime Time and the gang are not going. That's okay. We're going to go in September. But if I don't go there, I'm like watching the game somewhere. So let's figure it out. I'll figure it out. But more importantly, yeah, we'll join the pool, which I did send to you, right? Did you join yet?
Did you send to me?
I'm pretty sure I did. I'll send it again.
I can definitely check.
I don't know what I got to do.
I will definitely be in the pool, yeah.
Yeah, so we're excited. We're excited. So, all right, everybody, have a great weekend.
That's a wrap for this episode of the Side Action Podcast. We appreciate all of your listens and thank you for joining us. We'll see you all again next week on Thursday for some more hot picks and side action. Side Action Podcast, its owners and associates take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the show hosts or their guests. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of this podcast, and opinions between talk show hosts may conflict. Individuals following the advice given on the podcast accept their own risk of losses from wagers made, as the Side Action Podcast, its owners, hosts, associates, or guests will not guarantee any advice given. The opinions and advice given on the Side Action Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Intro and outro and transition music credits. Song titles, Jerry 5 and District 4 by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.org. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by 3.0.